meditation and not grasping a thought. So does this kind of go along with the teachings of Course in Miracles?
Well, not quite. Meditation is awesome. It's not like anti of A Course in Miracles or anything like that. The thing about meditation is you'll get to the same, you'll come to the same conclusion. You'll get to the same place. It's just going to take much, much, much longer because these thoughts do not get weakened by you just going to stillness. They get weakened by you actually neutralizing them in the truth. So it takes people who knows how many lifetimes doing meditation or another procedure that doesn't involve actually neutralizing harmful thoughts, fearful thoughts, basically, you'd say, in the truth. So that's the practical application. This is our active participation in our own salvation. Okay. With meditation, it's lovely. That definitely no problem. You could do it alongside with A Course in Miracles too. A meditation is just allowing thoughts to pass, right? This does not weaken the thought. It may weaken it a little bit, but not like that, not like resolving it like this, just as you're actually bringing it to the truth. And I shared with you, it took 10 years for that one about how my husband's not supporting me. And this has been my perception for 10 years. And it wasn't till I saw it really clearly. And that was just my unwillingness, my stubbornness. I wanted to, and I knew this about myself, I wanted to keep it longer. I wanted to keep that. That was my identity. You know, even though it's a sad identity, it's like these identities that we gave ourselves, we're committed to them at a deep level. So every time it came up, you know, at times I wasn't as good at practicing. And I just wanted to go into it. But as much as I could, I'd bring it to the truth, as much as it felt in alignment to me to bring it to the truth. So there I am watching it, watching it, watching it, bringing it to the truth a little bit with not as much willingness. And then my willingness was huge. And that's just because over time, that's what happens. It just adds up to the willingness. Now, at this point, nothing stays with me. I might get an upset sense, like I shared a couple days ago. I felt extreme sadness. It was such a sad thought. It was as if the person that I'm in love with, I can't be with him because I'm too old. Okay. Yeah, it was really good. It was so sad, as you can imagine how that feels, right? So sad. And I smiled. I go, this is it. This is the moment. And immediately I just brought that to the truth. And basically for me at this point in time, it's like this. It's like, what is the purpose of this? And when it comes back to the purpose of this is for awakening the mind of God. I don't even care because I know that the feeling sense is just telling me I am believing a thought. So then I saw the thought. The thought is I'm too old to be with the person that I love. And like almost tears came out, not quite, but almost. But I started laughing because I know that I know what this is for. And also the other thought that occurred to me is I don't have any personal interest in this world. I have no personal interest here. My interest is in awakening the mind of God. It's in healing the heart of humanity. And I don't need that thought. So it's like immediately the thought gets neutralized because it has no value for me. It's got no value. And the funny thing is, everything's a misperception. It's all a misperception. So the funny thing is, you know, my love, next thing you know, that thing isn't even an issue anymore.
Okay, so what I get from all that you're saying, here's what occurs to me. And I thank you for telling us that going back to that early, my husband does not support me. It took you 10 years. But in that 10 years, your persistence, I mean, you had, let's talk about, you made a groove. A deep groove in your thinking that he doesn't support you. That was a
Yes.
deep groove. It made you suffer, and you have that willingness. I don't want to suffer anymore. You discovered the Course in Miracles, so you said, "Okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. This is a misperception." But it took you 10 years of persistence. And what I'm getting from you right now is taking that one example in your life was a deep teaching that was not just about that example. It was doing something else. And
That's right.
that you persisted and persisted. And now you've learned a kind of, going to use the word technology. You got the computer program now.
Yeah.
You've installed it.
Right.
And now you're able to, because it's a big platform, if we're going to use computer talk,
yeah.
It's a big platform, and it can Google in all sorts of things now easily.
Yes.
Because you persisted in that one thing. Is this on the right track in any way?
Well, that's not the only thing. There's been many, many miracles all throughout the 10 years. I just wasn't willing to look at that one until more recently. You know, I have taken it to the truth while I'm doing lessons and stuff like that. But, you know, last year I noticed, wow, I've really got that strong. Okay, my determination came up really strong. I saw a picture of myself. My husband snapped a picture of me. And I looked at that picture. I was like, oh my goodness, I was so pissed in that picture. I was so pissed at him. And I go, I'm willing to see through that now. So it took time, but you know, if you read my book, Unschooling for Parents, you're going to see a lot of miracles that occurred with my children, because that was my major pain point at the time. So I was using A Course in Miracles on the way my relationship was with my children. And so that's where I had a lot of miracles take place throughout the whole 10 years. Many miracles have taken place. There are still more things that I'm going to see as I go along, right? I've been holding on to that. Okay, I could release it now. You know, it's like you see it like that. You're like, oh, okay, I'm ready to release it.
Are you saying that at this point, you're recognizing the misperception of the thought faster?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. And that one with my husband, that's just something that got resolved within the past 2 months.
Yeah.
And my husband is now on A Course in Miracles. He's at day 58, and he is he's also my most enthusiastic student. Before, he never listened to anything I said until 2 months ago. Is that fun or what?
Oh, gosh. That's a new revelation. That is a huge change. But let's go back to your children.
Yeah.
You said that you've used it really in, and I know that your book, which is about unschooling parents, is the title of it, Unschooling
yeah.
Parents. I mean, we think of unschooling kids, but
right. You're
saying unschooling parents.
Yes.
So in protecting innocence. So
yeah.
How did you use A Course in Miracles with raising of your children, with helping your children and being a mother to your children?
Well, I was always in conflict with my children. I just thought that they were not doing it right. I thought I wasn't doing it right. Something was not right, and always felt like something needed to change, right? So I started applying it to everything. One of the major ones that sticks out is I had a 12-year-old and a 6-year-old at the time. I have 3 kids, but at that time, those two were living with me. And the 12-year-old was about twice the size as the 6-year-old. And I kept on getting the perception that the 12-year-old was bullying the 6-year-old, hurting him, making him cry. And it was just like, And I go, I think I need to send this 12-year-old to military school or something. He needs to be straightened out, right? So I use A Course in Miracles, and one incident stands out to me the first time I really like go, wow, that's a miracle. I was in my kitchen and I was perceiving the big one tormenting the little one again. And I just asked to see it differently. I asked the Holy Spirit to see this differently. And this was really early on as I started, maybe just a year in or something with A Course in Miracles. I said, I really want to see this differently. And I was standing there. My big son looked at me because he was used to getting a certain reaction out of me. And he's like, "You're really pissed at me, aren't you, Mom?" And I go, "It feels like that, but I know it's not true. I know there's only love here." And then all of a sudden, the energy changed in my body's energy field. It was dense and it went to super light. And I saw a light in my son's eyes. And my son goes, "Really, Mom?" And I go, "Yeah, really." And then I never had the perception of bullying again after that. I never got the perception that the little, I never heard from my husband saying, telling the big one to stop bullying him or anything like that.
And did the younger one quit saying ow or cry or complain about it?
He quit that's too? Right. The whole thing just came to a halt.
So you said internally, help me to perceive this differently.
Right.
And in that moment, the perception shifted from you're projecting, oh, he's bullying the younger kid.
Right.
And he, it's actually, all of this is coming from love.
Yes.
And then it shifted because, not because you did it intellectually, though. That's
I
think, the most important thing.
Yes.
It's not an intellectual thing, is it?
No, the book is very intellectual the way it's written, but just like it says in the book, this is a practical course. It gets applied to the things that disturb you, seem to disturb you. You're never disturbed for the reason you think. That's another thing. That's why it can be lifted. So a miracle can just happen in an instant. And that was the first like real, it was just like so sudden. And the way I connected with my big son, because he was the one I was making guilty. I was making the small one a victim. I was making my big son guilty, and he was used to looking at me and seeing that projection of guilt in my eyes, and he'd use it to harm himself, right? So in that moment, that changed. And so it just couldn't even be a perception anymore. It's just like what I'm talking about with the suffering that we perceive in the world. It's actually coming from our own mind. So I came back to my own mind and said, help me see this differently. You know, and so, and I was really sincere. And so that was the shift. You know, there's some things we want to hold on to more than others. That's what I noticed about myself. So I could persist with something like a husband doesn't support me thing. But then once you see, it's like laughter. You go, oh my goodness, look at how
relief.
I'm making it. What a relief. It's only me.
So you're saying that your son was living out your reality. I'm here with Hope Johnson. We're talking about the Course in Miracles and miracles that happen within our own psyche and our own ability to perceive more correctly, I guess.
Yes.
I'm Justine Willis-Toms. You're listening to New Dimensions. I'm here with Hope Johnson, and as you know, we're talking about the Course in Miracles. And One of the concepts in the Course in Miracles I know that's pretty big is the concept of forgiveness. And forgiveness, can forgiveness actually make us smarter if we learn how to forgive?
Well, it'll make us think with God. And, you know, you could call that smarter because, you know, unforgiveness is not thinking with God. Unforgiveness is attacking ourselves, right? Unforgiveness hurts our mind. So, yes, I would say that you could call that smarter. More enlightened is the way I like to look at it.
Yeah. But you use the term God, so we need to pause there in that term. Okay. In what way are you using the term God? And I know that that's a term within the course, too.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. So God, you could say creator, love. It looks like this, you know, if you were to look at it, which you can't. But let's say God is the sun and we are the rays. Right? We're still God. It's like, are the rays separate from the sun? No, they're not. But it's like that if you were to look at it. God is the sun. We are the rays. The sun is constantly feeding the rays, constantly, always. It's always coming. All the love is coming to us. We have turned away from the love in favor of making an illusory world. So God doesn't even know anything about our illusory world because we're just projecting it up, right? What God does know is we're missing an eternity, right? And so that's why God gave us his Holy Spirit, which has the thought of God. And it's many thoughts, you know, it's still an illusion. We don't need it. We don't need the Holy Spirit in reality. in an illusion, we need the thoughts of God to lead us back. And it is kind of like that angel on one shoulder, devil on the other shoulder. And if you'll listen only to the one voice, only to the angel, you will be going straight back to God super fast.
So, all right, thinking with God, I mean, is that what you're saying? Thinking in terms of love, going back to forgiveness, where does forgiveness come in?
Okay, yeah, that's perfect because forgiveness has to take place in order to think like God because unforgiveness, it is what's propping up this world. So forgiveness is where you establish in your mind that what you thought happened actually didn't happen. So you can go back to applying it to that suffering that you thought you saw. You could go back to applying it to the bullying that I thought I saw in my household. What I thought was there, it's not even there. So it's bringing thoughts to the truth so you recognize this is a blank screen with all of my imaginary projections on it. That's forgiveness. That's all this is. You know, you're recognizing this is a blank screen with my projections on it. So you're taking different thoughts to the truth. You're going, okay, the thought that my son's bullying, and you take it to the truth. You go, wait a minute, nothing I see actually means anything. So you keep on doing that and through forgiveness, and eventually a miracle takes place where your perception is shifted into a right perception. And when your perception's shifted into a right perception, there's no way there can be any suffering, any guilt, any pain, any sickness, anything like that.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. No sickness, no pain. Oh, wait. Oh,
or
gosh.
Death.
Or, oh, hey, you know, I mean, I know that you are well into your third year of doing all of these lessons. But for the rest of us, Hope, hey,
yes.
We're not there. That one is tough, tough, tough. Yeah, somebody on the freeway runs into the back of our car and, you know, smashes it. And here we are. You're saying that doesn't exist.
Well, see, if I have an experience like that, or let's say perception, because really the only experience is perfect love. So that would be a perception. If I have and it's a misperception at that. If I have a misperception like that, like I got rear-ended, the first thing I'm going to do, if my arms still work at that moment, I would be like, hooray. I'll throw my arms up and hooray. Because I know everything that I get a perception of is leading to yet another miracle. You know, I actually did have the perception a couple years ago of falling off a cliff here in Hawaii. And it was pretty major, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah,
Wow.
I fell on what you call So it's that sharp, jaggedy stuff. So I was getting
Oh my
stabbed
gosh.
too. And
Wow.
yeah, this is only like 3 years ago. And at the bottom of the cliff, I was alone and it was dark. And at the bottom of the cliff, before I knew I could move, I said, "Thank you." And I knew that this was going to be a huge blessing for me. And that's how it turned out. I didn't even need to go to the doctor. I didn't go to the doctor at all. I climbed myself out of the cliff, out from the hole that I was in, apparently, and got myself, bloody and everything, to a place where I found my family, and they helped me. They helped me put my leg up and clean things out and stuff like that. And no doctors, no infections, no physical therapy, nothing like that. And everything works perfectly, because I just said, hooray, because I know I'm going to see a lot of opportunities for miracles through this. So I ha also have a practice of being grateful for everything.
I just have to tell a little story because last night I was talking to a very dear friend, and she moved from Hawaii to a place where there's snow and everything, and she said she hasn't driven in snow for a long, long time. And she got into her car, and she has an eye infection, which is she's working on, and it's causing her vision not to be so clear. And she's in a strange city and it's snowing and she hasn't driven in snow. And so she got all turned around and she couldn't see. And the Google was telling her, do a U-turn. And she did a U-turn and she went over the median and she heard this scraping on her car. And she's going, what is going on? And but she did get home safely and she said the same thing, hope. She said to me, what I thought was, hooray, I'm alive. I'm home. And she was just celebrating in that moment and describing this kind of terrible ordeal. But, and she wasn't into the Course in Miracles, but it was natural for her to go into that place. And that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, and also I'd like to say it's called A Course in Miracles, not the Course in Miracles,
A
because there
course,
are
right.
other paths. Okay? For me, this is what I found, and this is the quickest thing I've ever seen. It's the most genius thing I've ever seen. However, there are other ways. It's not the only way.
A course in miracle. Thank you, because it is a course in miracles. So
That's
that's
on
true.
purpose.
So, what about the resources that you offer? I would love for you to say something about that, that you offer some really wonderful resources to us.
Yes. I'm just so excited about this. Most of what I offer is free. I do 4 in-person dialogues every week, so 8 hours a week. And those are available. You could find them on my website, hopejohnson.org, under the Wisdom Dialogues tab. You can also go to Spotify or any of those podcast stations and just type in Hope Johnson Wisdom, and I'm going to come right up. You can listen from there. Those are always free, and there's thousands of hours on there. I've been doing this for 10 years. And then the other one that I just started is ACIM, A Course in Miracles lessons, daily lessons of up to 33 now. And I'm committed to go for the full 365 days, where I read the lesson and offer commentary on it. Sometimes I have, well, usually I have someone join me. Today I didn't, but usually I have someone join me too. I have one-to-one sessions. Those are paid sessions. Also, if you find that the price is too much, or you feel like you can't pay anything or anything like that, reach out to me. I love to help people out. This is the most important thing. I know it's really the only thing that has any value to me in the world, and that's why I'm offering it for free, because I just like to see my friends light up with this joy, and I'm seeing them come around just, and they're so thankful too. I mean, really, that's the biggest gift to me. I don't have a thing like, how am I going to survive and all that kind of stuff, because it doesn't make any sense to me. So you can get it there. My book, Unschooling for Parents, everyone could read this book. You don't have to be a parent. You'll get a lot of insight, and it's written very succinctly. I think you'll love it. You can even just open it up and look at it and read one sentence like that too. What else do I do? Oh, Miracle Botanicals essential oils.
Great. I wanted to hear about that. What's that?
Miracle Botanicals, it's my essential oil company. It started back in 2011. And I source, me and my husband source the best essential oils in the world. And we bring them in here to Hawaii. And we bless them up. They're all love infused. You know, we bless them up. We're conscious of how we are around the oils and what we're thinking around the oils, because we know they carry the vibration to you. Our customers say that our oils are way above, as far as vibrationally, other essential oils, just because we're consciously actually infusing them with love. Love is basically the act.
You're loving your oils and that's going out.
Yes.
There's something real about that, I think, when somebody creates something with love, it vibrates with that intention. Yeah.
It does. And that's our thing. You know, love is basically the absence of fear. That's who we are. So we look at any fearful thought and we take that to the truth and keep infusing everything with love.
Thank you so much. What a way to go out. I've been speaking. Thank you for being with us, Hope. I've been speaking with Hope Johnson, a miracle-minded mystic and teacher of A Course in Miracles and author of Unschooling for Parents, Protecting Innocence, A Mystic's Guide to Awakening with Children and to Awakening the Child Within. And her website is hopejohnson.org, O-R-G. Or you can get there through the New Dimensions website, newdimensions.org. I'm Justine Willis-Toms. You've been listening to New Dimensions. This is program number 3832.
New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the donate button. You can also subscribe to our free weekly podcasts and find over 1,000 hours of audio dialogues in our searchable archive. New Dimensions is produced by New Dimensions Radio in Santa Rosa, California, USA. Our executive producer is Justine Willis-Toms. Our post-production editor is Lou Judson. For over four decades, New Dimensions has been producing weekly conversations at the leading edge. We sincerely thank all of you who have supported us by being members of Friends of New Dimensions, as well as members of our affiliate stations. My name is Dan Drayson. On behalf of everyone at New Dimensions, whose endeavors make this program possible, I'm wishing you well. New Dimensions Radio is an independent producer supported by listener contributions. To find out more about the program you've just heard, to subscribe to our free weekly newsletter and our New Dimensions and New Dimensions Cafe podcasts, and to access thousands of other programs in the New Dimensions archive, please visit our website, newdimensions.org. That's newdimensions.org. Or call us at 707-468-5215. That's 707-468-5215. Please join us next time as we explore New Dimensions. New Dimensions is brought to you by Friends of New Dimensions membership support and by Larson Publications, publisher of the book An Open Life, Joseph Campbell in Conversation with Michael Toms. New Dimensions and our quarter-hour New Dimensions Cafe programs are now available worldwide as podcasts. You can find them at the iTunes Store and on many podcast sites and mobile apps. You can also find our podcasts and much more on our website, newdimensions.org. Each week, New Dimensions explores the social, political, scientific, environmental, and spiritual frontiers with some of today's foremost social innovators, thinkers, scientists, and creative artists.
Hello, I'm Susan Max-Hammond.
And I'm Ivy Ross, and we are the co-authors of Your Brain on...
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about...
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors, and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role-playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
You're tuned in.